This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time now for Wooly Bully's Top 10 at 420. Here's Chief for Zach.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Wooly Bully back tomorrow doing the fatherly thing at the hospital with young Eliza. I believe things are moving in a positive direction. So all is well with the Walchucks, but send your best over there on Twitter and whatnot. He will be back tomorrow. I will man the top 10 list of the day. Thanks to Liam Neeson and his wonderful sound that we played on Friday. We'll play it again here. I was wondering, who are the highest paid actors and actresses over the last year in Hollywood? I have the top 10 in front of me. You can send your guesses at 877-881-1053. But before we do that, I wanted to play this sound of Colorado's quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. You must be very familiar with him. Well, listen to him call out 6A big-time Texas high school football.
I came from a private school, so at the end of the day, I dealt with a lot of negativity, a lot of hate, a lot of everything I done dealt with already year after year. I came from a small private school. All the other kids was going big, you know, Power 5, and they went to big 6A, Texas 6A schools and stuff. I don't see those same kids around. I don't see them excelling in their programs or whatever they're doing. So I've always been against the odds, like, in different ways.
Okay, so he's getting ratioed on this one pretty bad. Just a couple of takeaways here. You know, half of the college football playoff was quarterbacked by Texas 6A quarterbacks. That is just one of the statistical reflections of how he might have misjudged what it is he was talking about. Ben Baby showing us that Shedeur Sanders was 41st in total QBR last year among Power 5 quarterbacks. At least 8 of the quarterbacks ranked ahead of him in that category played at a Texas public high school. So a handful of people have come out and sort of shot down with facts whatever it is he was trying to get across there. But he wants to let everybody know that he's definitely gone through some adversity. Turns out 6 members of the NFL first team All-Pro went to 6A Texas high schools, a full 20% of the best players in the NFL. 50% of playoff quarterbacks in the NFL 2024 came from 6A Texas schools. So just not necessarily true what he said about the guys that were...
Uninformed opinion, you'd say?
Uninformed opinion, I think, is probably a fair way to put it.
Yeah.
As someone who never competed in the school system, it is a little confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty. I mean, the Texas quarterbacks, it's a thing. Like, everybody knows.
It's not a thing. It's reality.
Right.
It really is. It's just that, you know, if you just take a little time to research the quarterbacks that have played in this league and where they're from, as a quarterback, you might want to do that one day. You know, just see where your counterparts are from. You know, always trying to educate yourself a little bit better.
It's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, we are about to have a little Hollywood conversation, but we must address what is happening in real time right now, which is rapper P. Diddy having both his Los Angeles and Miami homes raided by Homeland Security in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. So, Diddy's in some hot water right now. And that is trending in a huge way. A lot of people are texting in because this, over the last half hour or so, has taken over the internet. P. Diddy has been the butt of some jokes as of late, but some of the allegations involved here are extremely heinous, so it remains to be seen what ends up happening here, but it's been a tough couple of months, and it seems only to get tougher here for old P. Diddy.
Sounds like he might be the Harvey Weinstein of music.
It sounds like he might be a gay paymaster.
Really? Man, I hadn't seen those details. I guess I got to jump in over here on the X.
Do we need to research that one?
Like, did I just recklessly speculate?
I hope not.
No, no. I think there's always some recklessness involved with just about anything I say.
Okay,
but that one.
Do I need to look that up?
I think that's a less than reckless speculative.
So he's using his position of power in the industry to coerce people into things that maybe they don't want to do, and all that's coming to light.
Yes. Geez. And all of a sudden, you are, you know, a tough guy rapper who has this hanging over his head. And you're like, crap, wow. Now I can't let this out of the bag. So sure, P. Diddy, whatever it is you need me to do,
that's my secret of how I got into the music industry back in the day.
Yeah, and maybe you didn't know about it. Maybe perhaps you were drugged and all of a sudden crap started happening to you that you were like, oh, no. But still, there's some embarrassment involved there.
Wow.
Even if it was, you know, somewhat out of your control.
Just thought I had a long night on the toilet.
Yeah, not quite. So we'll continue to monitor that with P. Diddy, but two homes of P. Diddy have been raided by Homeland Security
in the last
45 minutes. Yeah, coast to coast. Absolute nightmare situation for him. Okay, last week, Lucius unveiled the online conversation involving the craziest things ever said in an interview, played some fun clips. One of them was actor Liam Neeson a few years ago promoting a movie talking about the pay gap between men and women in Hollywood. And just wait for it. Right there at the end is when it is exactly what I want you to hear.
There's a lot of discussion about it and a lot of healthy and necessary discussion about it because the disparity sometimes is disgraceful.
How do you think we can move past that?
We're starting and it has to start, you know, and it's starting with these extraordinary actresses and brave ladies and we, as men, have got to be part of it, you know? We started it, so we have to be part of the solution.
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's gone too far.
Thank you, Liam Neeson, for your thoughts on this matter. It is clearly something that hits home to Liam Neeson. He wants to get in the mix here. He wants to help out, but there is an obvious line in the sand that he is not willing to cross here. In order to get the money in the ladies' pockets.
Nobody needs to make less. Let's just bring them up to where we are.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have to take it out of my pile. There's billionaires whose pile this can come out
of. No.
Would you rather none of us make anything? Haters? You know? We just need to bring the ladies up here, make as much as we are, then it's all good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, Hollywood's taking L's right and left, though. They're like, but there's nobody left in the theaters, guys. We got to not pay somebody here.
Yeah, except for those psychos with all their dogs, apparently. these dog pet movie theaters that's going on.
No. That's going too far.
that's gone too far, Liam. Now, in front of me, I have the top 10 highest paid actors and actresses. Thank you to the hard work of guys like Liam Neeson in the industry getting money in the ladies' pockets for the year 2023. How many women do you think are on this top 10 list?
One.
All right. Well,
Sandra Bullock, maybe?
We'll find out. This is for the year 2023. This isn't like all time.
Oh.
Just so you know. Like, this is just specifically for the last year.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No apologies. That's a damn good pull by you. I didn't even know you knew Sandra Bullock. Yeah. You know, as a guy who doesn't watch movies,
I just know she's in a lot of movies and that she was in a lot of famous movies. So I thought it was an all-timer thing.
What's your favorite Sandra Bullock movie?
I only know one, I think, Speed.
Was she
the Bird Box?
Bird Box
is another one. Yeah.
Two good pulls by you.
What was the one where she was like, and it was like an espionage movie that I can't remember the name of this. She was like, she was getting followed and.
Ocean's 8?
No. I'm sorry. I'll look it up. But there's a movie like
that. Good suggestion.
I think
by
there's
Chris
a movie
Strong.
Where she's like, the government is out to get her kind of a movie.
Wow.
I think she was
That's what she does well. You know, I think the problem is when you try to put Sandra Bullock in like a serious drama or to make her an intimidating force, she just has to be the nervous person who's like, oh no, I'm in danger. Help me.
Miss Congeniality. You know?
She was in Gravity, right? Was that one of her movies?
Gravity. She went to outer space with somebody, with George Clooney, I think. I think Sandra Bullock and George Clooney went to outer space together. I think I have that right.
Oh, she was in A Time to Kill.
All right. Could you guys, let's see, Chris Strong, give me one actor that you believe or actress. That you believe would be in the top 10 of this here list, made the most money in Hollywood last year?
I'm going to go with Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper in your top 10. Swing and a miss.
Oh.
But it's okay. Number 10, we have Denzel Washington.
No, that's gone.
Denzel Washington, $24 million, 69 years old, Equalizer 3. Never saw it, but I loved the first one in particular. Second one was solid. But the film grossed more than $191 million globally. So Denzel Washington, with really just like one legit movie to speak of, Equalizer 3 comes in at number 10, $24 million. At 9, you have Ben Affleck, $38 million. Starred in the Nike exec Phil Knight, Air. But he also directed and produced that movie. And that raked in $90 million globally. And then he starred in another film, Hypnotic. Although many stars have endorsement deals, like Affleck's endorsement of Dunkin' Donuts, the list only includes their income from their entertainment gigs. So Ben Affleck, $38 million just from movies and stuff, not including any endorsements or off the field, if you will. Jason Statham, this is crazy to me. The staying power of Jason Statham has been insane.
I wouldn't have guessed he'd been in a movie for a decade.
I know, dude. I thought like the last thing he was in was like Transporter or the one where they all get together and it's Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
Oh, God, she was in The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock, she was in The Blind Side.
Yeah.
She's a football guy.
Yeah.
Jason Statham is tied basically at 7, $41 million. He was in Fast X, Meg 2, Expendables. That's the movie that I was thinking of, Expendables.
That's good.
No, he's always good for an Expendables movie. And he's a certified ass kicker. I mean, he's one of my favorite action bros.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know he was still getting it done. He's 56 years old. That's the thing. Like, our action stars are aging in a big way. I don't know who's the new batch of young action stars. We're still rolling out Tom Cruise, Liam Neeson. It's like these dudes are mid-50s into their 60s, bro.
Yeah, okay. I guess we got Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Thor. Chris Hemsworth, who plays Tyler Rake in an excellent Netflix special movie where he's just dominating people, like John Wick style, just murking folks.
Research that I've just done. She was in a movie called The Net.
You're still stuck on Sandra.
I was curious because it's a computer programmer discovers government secrets and becomes a target of an enemy. You know, so yeah, the movie was called The Net, 1995. That's when I about stopped watching movies. Hmm. About 1995,
that was your final straw.
She was getting hunted down by the government. Figured out something.
And you know what? I'm sorry, I haven't been looking at the text for a second. I was looking at the list. A lot of people had texted in The Net.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate
having your back.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Another guy says she was just in one called The Beekeeper, perhaps the sequel to The Net.
Or the prequel. I've seen a lot of commercials for that, The Beekeeper. I thought that was a show. Oh, wait, I guess it was a movie. Yeah, it was a movie. I don't pay attention.
No, you don't.
I really don't.
It's evident.
Yep.
940 Tom Holland. That's Tim texting in, throwing out a young action star suggestion. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You know, he did some Spider-Man stuff. I get it. He's not your typical archetype for action star. You know, Tom Holland, a little bit scrawny or whatever. But I get it. He's definitely a superstar. Leonardo DiCaprio's tied with Jason Statham, $41 million. Killers of the Flower Moon was his main deal with the, the Scorsese film. Jennifer Aniston, your first lady on the list, $42 million. Hmm. Thank you to guys like Liam Neeson for getting this done. The Morning Show, Murder Mystery 2. She was on with Adam Sandler and Netflix. She's 55 years old, still getting it done, man. Yeah. Still a rocket.
A Gen X favorite, you know?
Definitely.
All the gals love her, you know? She's cute, but not super duper hot. So, like, all the ladies are like, oh, yeah, that's my girl.
I actually agree with you on this, but I think that's actually a hot take.
Really?
Saying Jennifer Aniston is not, like, 10 smoke show yeah. dime bag hot, you know, compared to just, like, respectably yeah.
55
hot.
55 years old hot.
A lot of people go all in for her, like, yeah. even when you're not doing 50-plus stars or just whatever. Like, you get your one hall pass, yeah. and a lot of people are still going Jennifer Aniston by a mile. And I'm not hating on it, but I don't know.
I mean, she's the hottest gal that you could seriously hope to get, you know, not you specifically, Chief, but, you know, most guys are like, oh, yeah.
I don't stand a chance.
Right.
Matt Damon's number four, tied $43 million. He's 53 years old, and he was obviously in Oppenheimer, which was a monster film. Ryan Gosling's tied there with him at $43 million. So, of course, playing Ken in Barbie, he crushed it. That's $1.4 billion worldwide, highest grossing film of the year, Barbie was. So really? Ryan Gosling cashed out in a big way. Jeez. Tom Cruise, $45 million, comes in at number three of the top 10 highest paid actors and actresses for the year 2023. Your second and final lady on this list, Barbie's own, Margot Robbie. Now she's the surefire Tensky.
Cha-ching.
$59 million, and she played Barbie.
Wait a minute. Okay, the number one, let me take a guess here.
Okay.
Because did he just sign a new deal? Is it the Netflix? Is it Adam Sandler?
It's Adam Sandler, ladies and gentlemen. Murder Mystery 2. Yeah. And, of course, we have on the horizon Happy Gilmore 2.
He's back, baby.
But that's the thing about it is, yeah, because he signed. It's all because of this Netflix deal, right?
Pretty much. Windfall for him.
Oh, definitely. Yeah Netflix. Okay. He got the fatty, very fatty boom bop.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he won't be back next year, Brian. Yeah. It was a big year for Adam.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.